It's time to check in with the Sacramento Business Journal's digital editor, Sonia Sorich.
Hey, Steve.
Fridays are when we talk about the week's top business stories. A restaurant is closing this weekend at Country Club Plaza. It marks another setback for the mall in Sacramento's Arden Arcade neighborhood, which has struggled with vacancies in the past.
Woody's Grill and Bar will have its final day of business on Saturday. This restaurant has been in a standalone building at Country Club Plaza since 2001. This casual eatery once had other area locations, but those have closed. Family considerations were also a factor in this most recent closure. The owner and his wife are both in their 70s. But the owner also said that he wanted a significant decrease in rent at Country Club Plaza. And he thinks that the neighborhood around the mall has become largely discount-oriented, which doesn't fit with the contemporary clientele he says that he's trying to attract.
Well, what's going to happen with that spot? Are there any plans to fill the restaurant building with another business?
Well, it doesn't seem like we'll see anything filling that spot in the immediate future. The owner of Woody's says that the building, which covers more than 6,200 square feet, is for sale. Now, this will join several other vacancies at the mall. Things started to turn around at Country Club when the mall was acquired a few years ago. And we did see some notable additions open there, such as the Winco food store and a Planet Fitness gym. But the mall has also lost businesses such as Macy's, Sport Chalet, and Payless Shoes as those retailers struggled and closed multiple locations here and beyond.
Well, what does this latest setback mean for the mall's recovery?
The good news is that new businesses at the mall are still moving forward. We see two new restaurants that are expected to open there in August, and that planned movie theater is still also in the works, but that's not expected to open until the summer of 2018.
Let's talk about one of the area's more robust malls, the Roseville Galleria. That place always seems to be busy, but it hasn't been spared from those national closures you mentioned.
The Roseville Mall has seen some vacancies as retailers, including some fashion stores, have closed locations nationwide. And now one of those spaces has a new future. That Roseville Galleria space that was once occupied by Bebe, a women's clothing retailer that closed all its stores nationwide, will be filled by another women's clothing store, Apricot Lane Boutique. But there's a catch. This will just be a temporary store at the mall.
A temporary store? That's kind of interesting. Why is that?
We don't have a lot of details about the inner workings of that deal, but the idea seems to make sense. This temporary setup can benefit both a retailer and the landlord in this changing retail climate here. It lets the retailer test new waters, new shoppers, new audiences, and it helps the landlord avoid the stigma of having an empty space. Naturally, no mall wants customers to be shopping through rows and rows of empty storefronts. And this will be the second local Apricot Lane store. This is a franchise that has multiple locations in California and beyond.
Anything else new at the Roseville Mall?
Yes, Color Me Mine, which was a paint-your-own pottery studio, has closed its Galleria location to relocate to Rocklin, but there is already another tenant lined up for that space in Roseville. It will be filled by an ice cream shop called Roly Poly's Creamworks.
There was another story this week about a well-known bar and restaurant in downtown Sacramento involved in a trademark dispute with a tire manufacturer.
Bridgestone Brands is suing Firestone Public House, basically accusing the business of violating Bridgestone's trademark of the Firestone brand. Now, that trademark includes bar and restaurant services with that name as well. Firestone Public House is at Allen 16th Streets downtown. The bar was originally at the site of a Firestone tire shop that became known as the Firestone Building around Sacramento. The local bar and restaurant is owned by the Wong brothers and the Devere White brothers, which are well-known names on the local restaurant scene.
Well, how's this going to turn out? Do you have a feel for how this is all going to end?
We know it's somewhat common for a large brand to go after a smaller company that uses a similar mark. But one local observer in the legal community said Bridgestone could actually have a good claim here since the bar is in the old Firestone building. That observer also said that the case is likely to be settled, but it is a reminder for businesses to always consult a trademark lawyer early in the game.
That's Sonia Sorich with the Sacramento Business Journal. Thanks, Sonia.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.